Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
We are Steve and Ted of the Morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The Wichita City Council has approved spending just under $30 million on a project that includes a new stadium in downtown Wichita. The project would turn the stadium into a combination baseball park and soccer field that would have the ability to host more concerts and festivals. The project includes new parking and improvements in the Delano District, and most of the money will come by diverting property taxes, while around $10 million will come from special bonds. City officials are confident the new stadium will attract an affiliated minor league baseball franchise. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. A weak trough of low pressure was moving from northeast Kansas into western Missouri, and that had fired up a few scattered thunderstorms across parts of central and northeast Kansas. A few of those were heading our way, but they'll likely die down as they work into south central Kansas. We'll be clearing, sunny, hot this afternoon, and humid with a high 99. A heat advisory goes into effect. Tonight's going to stay muggy, our low 76, and 101 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees with a south wind at 8 miles per hour.
One of four Republican holdouts for the Senate's health care bill says he hopes the entire Senate will now be able to come together to discuss how to improve health care. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran announced prior to the vote that he would vote against Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's bill.
My hope is that that means that there's full legislative hearings, that we have expertise brought in. We garner the best minds in the country to determine what can be done to improve access to affordable health care across the country.
He adds that he'll vote to repeal Obamacare if it means starting the debate on health care with a clean slate and bipartisan involvement.
The Kansas Supreme Court is now making its decision on school finance. The court previously ruled that school funding was inadequate, and the legislature increased education spending by $293 million over the next 2 years. Attorney Alan Roop made arguments in front of the court yesterday on behalf of several school districts. Roop spoke with KSN News.
I think what we're going to see is a decision that directs the legislature to go back to the drawing board and fill in some of that $600 million that they're short.
Attorney Steve McAllister for the state argued that lawmakers have added enough money.
There is more money now in the system and also more targeting. The legislature listened very carefully to this court's decision.
Lawmakers could be ordered back to work for a special session if the courts say more money is needed. A decision is expected soon as schools need to finalize and publish their budgets.
An armed man robbed a gas station in downtown Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says it happened early Monday afternoon at the Express Mart on Market Street north of Kellogg.
An unknown suspect came into the business and was pointing a handgun at the victim and demanding money. Money was taken from the business by the suspect, and the suspect left the store toward Gander Mountain.
That suspect was wearing all black clothing. There is a picture of that suspect along with the news story at our website, knssradio.com.
The Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas says an associate pastor at two churches is suspended as state child welfare workers, and the Archdiocese investigate his conduct in one case involving a juvenile.
The Archdiocese said Tuesday that Father Scott Kellal was suspended from public ministry duties after two sources accused him of, quote, boundary violations. An Archdiocese spokeswoman declined to elaborate. The Archdiocese says Kellal's suspension was announced last weekend during masses at the two churches he served, Overland Park's Holy Spirit Church and St. Patrick Church in Kansas City, Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS National News Time, 7:35.
President Trump reacting to the failure of Senate Republicans to change health care in America. He has invited them all to the White House today to discuss the issue, hoping maybe he'll be able to sway members of the GOP into voting yes.
Interestingly enough, this so far attempt that to repeal and replace Obamacare that seems all but dead on the Hill is not drawing blame at Republicans from President Trump. He is calling Democrats obstructionists, saying that this is on them if Obamacare fails. It's not going to be a Republican problem. It's going to be a Democrat problem.
ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega at the White House. The White House dismissing the idea that a previously undisclosed meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin was anything serious. The president says he talked to many leaders during the G20 summit, and Putin was only one of them. There has been a surge in tips in the investigation into the murder of two young Indiana girls after Indiana police released a composite sketch this week of a possible suspect. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7:36 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS. Calling all superheroes, sci-fi fans, and genre lovers of all kinds. Comic-Con is here. The annual pop culture celebration kicks off tonight with a preview of the San Diego Convention Center's showroom floor. It's expected to draw more than 130,000 attendees. Netflix is making a splashy presence at the event with Stranger Things 2. The new original series Marvel's The Defenders, and the Will Smith fantasy film Bright. HBO will have Game of Thrones and Westworld. Warner Brothers will present details about Justice League, Blade Runner 2049, and Steven Spielberg's adaptation of Ready Player One. And Fox and Marvel Studios also plan presentations. Comic-Con.
Used to be a pretty niche thing. Now it's super mainstream.
Well, you know, they're talking about 130,000 people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted. It is Wednesday morning. Time for our live update and conversation with Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Is it as hot where you are as it is here in Wichita?
Yes, but the problem is you guys have a very pleasant heat in Wichita.
Oh?
Here in New York City, when it gets above 85 degrees, the city takes on this unusual odor, this peculiar odor. And I think it has something to do with the 12 million people living bumper to bumper. You know, it takes on an unpleasant.
The odor of humanity, I think.
That's right. Wichita smells good.
Okay. Well, you've been here. You were in here a while back, weren't you? Yeah.
Yes. Remember we had the big shindig?
Yeah.
And you were the star of the show.
Oh, no. You were the star, but
It was a lot of fun.
We had a good time.
By the way, you know, speaking of Comic-Con, a couple of years ago, Fox, when I was a reporter, Fox sent me down to San Diego to cover Comic-Con. And, boy, that's an interesting get-up.
How so?
But, well, you know, it's interesting. You don't want to talk about stereotypes. Because, but I interviewed this one fella, and he was talking about he was dressed as Luke Skywalker. And he was talking about how he had driven all the way from North Carolina to come to Comic-Con in San Diego. That's a long drive.
Yeah.
And I said, and again, trying to go beyond the stereotypes. And I said, oh, well, I said, did you come out alone? He goes, no, I brought my mother. I said, oh, wow, is she here? And he goes, yes, she's dressed as Yoda.
Oh, man. That's interesting.
I'm not saying anything.
No? Don't comment, huh? Hey.
It's a diverse crowd.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I guess we're back to the drawing board on health care, right? Our own Senator Jerry Moran saying he'd like to start this thing all over, make it very transparent, let everybody get involved, and start back from square one. I don't know if that's doable, but that's what he wants to do.
I'll tell you what, isn't this a great big mess?
It is, yeah.
The Republicans promised us for 7 years they were going to repeal this thing, and it looks like even that may not happen. You know, they were originally going to repeal and replace, and that fell apart. And so now our understanding is that that they may not even have the votes to push through a complete repeal,
right,
of the bill. So we'll see what happens. You know, even as we speak here, we just got a little internal update from our White House correspondent. We understand that the Republicans are piling into buses and they're heading over to the White House. So we're not quite sure what that's all about.
Is the president going to give him a good tongue lashing or scolding, or is he just trying to encourage them to do better? You know?
Well, as those words were coming out of my mouth, the president just tweeted and he said that he's going to be having lunch today with the Republican senators.
All right. It should be an interesting lunch. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We launched my nationally syndicated radio show a couple of weeks ago, and yesterday we had on Newt Gingrich and Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, and both of them told me straight up that if the Republicans don't repeal this thing, there's going to be Speaker Pelosi after the midterm elections.
Really?
They believe that voters are going to punish the Republicans if they don't follow through with this.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting. It's one of those issues. Of course, I've got health insurance here, and I'm covered, and a lot of people are. But I think they get worried about all those folks who don't have it, and they aren't covered, and that becomes the whole sticking point for this whole thing. We're trying to get the best we can for
Yoda,
everybody.
Yeah. To quote Yoda, a kerfuffle it is.
Okay. Pardon me. I think you need to get back out there to Comic-Con and get a little refresher course on what's going on.
I would never forget this. I was standing in line at the Starbucks with Superman and a couple of stormtroopers. So.
All right. Always good.
I was kind of wondering. I didn't know where Superman kept his wallet, though. I was afraid to ask.
Don't ask. All right.
Don't ask.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time this morning. Steve. That's Fox News commentator Todd Starnes live with Steve and Ted right here at 7:41. Hey, Bill Roy coming up from the Wichita Business Journal. Keep it here for that. He's talking about moving ahead with those plans for the new ballpark and other business news on the way. 7:41 now with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.